some ad hoc recommendations based on the survey and some of the data mining that we did, the content mining. You probably, given the layout and the capacity of the event and the capacity of your local hotels and so on, you probably want to concentrate more on quality versus quantity. Again, very, very much aware of venue capacity. There was feedback that the event was not well distributed. That's very hard to plan ahead of time, but basically the layout can be adjusted given the feedback that we have now. So maybe reducing the footprint, but then redistributing the amenities within the event. Another piece of information that came out through our research, try to engage downtown businesses early in the process so that they can take ownership and really benefit from the event, or at least have enough information to plan on how to benefit from the event, which is a great community event. Probably want to study the ROI, the return investment, financial and perception-wise of the fence, whether or not the fence was worth the financial gain, and maybe look at alternatives on how to still use admission as a way to improve on quality control of the participants without having to have the fence. And there are some alternatives that you can look into. Probably establishing performance metrics ahead of the event. Maybe when it's been designed that way, after the event, you can have an easy way to evaluate the effectiveness and make corrections as you go through.